You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The end of an era, folks. Our beloved friend, Millie Maker champ, World Series of Poker bracelet winner, RBX88, announced his retirement this week. We have him on the show today to talk about that tough decision and the immediate fallout beef that resulted with Big T. Also, we're going to talk a little bit about Osmo's big name change, brand change this week, all today on Lulz.
He thinks this is a go. Vegas Dave thinks this is a go.
Hot naked girls doing yoga.
What?
Why don't you just win like a man?
Random.org. Type in 1 for yes, 2 for no, and let the DFS gods pick for you.
And I'm absolutely begging you not to dupe us. Please don't dupe us.
All right, RBX88, we've already pushed it, having you on this show a couple times after not winning a Millie Maker. We're making a special exception today because you've retired, but this is your final time on the show. I can't imagine anything else you could do in your life that would merit you coming back on this show.
Yeah, good. It's fun to be on here. It's, like I said, it's the best podcast, so everyone come and watch. It'll be a lot of fun here.
Thanks, pal.
So, why don't you do? You had this tweet earlier this week, and I'll get it pulled up here. It was on June 11th. We'll read it here for the audio listeners. You said, "As much as I love playing DFS, it's time for me to step away and go back to my roots playing poker. DFS will just be a hobby for me, and I'll probably just stick to some football. I did everything I wanted to in DFS. A dream come true. I met some wonderful people along the way." Tell us what's the backstory to this.
Well, last year I was like losing probably like 400K in the year, maybe 300. And then December I won like 650K. So I had a winning year, right? But to go the whole year without winning, and then me and Brick were actually talking about this the other day, like if you go on a downswing and you don't have that big day or big hit, you're basically fucked. Yeah, I grinded it out, but I can make consistent money throughout the whole year, like every month. So I'd rather just do that than, oh, what am I going to bank in DFS? I mean, as everyone knows that with MLB and football and, well, not so much football, but basketball, you have to be at your computer all fucking night, literally. Like watching the news, late swapping, and... you know, you're going to lose most of the nights.
Yeah. What do you, because you let us know some of the comments you got. I actually didn't read through all the comments that people were saying stuff back to you, but I assume a lot of people are going to say, oh, he's retiring because he can't beat the games anymore. He's not, you know, this is, or people become touts or they retire because it's not profitable anymore. What do you say to those people?
Well, they go fuck themselves. I know I can still win. I don't want to do it. It burns me out pretty bad. And I'd rather just stick to football where I can just play, you know, once a week, maybe a showdown here and there, and I can focus on poker and game select and make money because you know, I won the Million Maker fucking three times. I mean, that's what everyone plays DFS for, is to win it. So, like, what else do I have to do? You know?
What do you think, Brian?
I think it's probably the right decision, honestly, for him specifically.
Jordan says RBX can now have all the sex he wants without worrying about CSV uploads. Is that the TLDR, the reading between the lines of your announcement?
No more sleeping through PGA slates. What was I saying? Oh yeah. So like, I think, you know, in some ways he deserves credit for not degenning off, you know, like let's say you think he does suck, right? Which is, you know, people are criticizing him. Like, I mean, honestly, then he's making a smart decision, right? So it's not, I mean, I understand his rationale completely being former poker player. DFS, I've said before, is like PLO on steroids. And for people who don't play PLO, like that's like saying like, it's like no limit hold'em times 500 or something.
Yeah,
like your bankroll requirements. It's insane. It's way crazy.
DFS
than poker.
Is like Omaha on steroids, like times 10.
Yeah, it's even higher. It's even higher than Omaha PLO on steroids. Yeah. Like, it's great. And PLO, you can lose like 40 grand pretty easily. You know, depends on the stakes you're playing. But
I never had like a bigger swing than like, I want to say like a maximum 150K in Omaha.
Oh yeah,
and DFS, so, I was at 400.
Yeah, I've been double that. Yeah. Like tomorrow US Open, I have like, I don't know, like across three sites, probably like 30,000. And I could easily get back in PGA, like, you know, I'm going to knock on wood here, but I could easily get back, you know, $3,000.
Yeah. One
it's
third.
Not like insane. It could happen. Hopefully, you know, that doesn't happen. It goes away the other direction, right? But like, and that doesn't happen in sports betting either, or just definitely poker. If you're a professional anyways, like even if you're playing against other regs and no limit hold'em, you know, you lose.
You'll have a 20 buy-in swing max, maybe.
But that's over a week or a month or something. Yeah, like if you're playing it one day, it's like two or three and you're like, oh, fuck this. You know,
exactly.
Yeah. So like it's a big difference. And I don't think poker players understand unless they play DFS regularly. And
right. You know, vice versa, too.
In sports bettors, I don't think they would understand. You know, like, oh my God, I lost 2 units because of a free throw. It's like, yeah, well, I just lost $100,000 because of that free throw. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, it's way different.
Yeah, yeah, so, no, it is. Yeah. I took a bad one on FanDuel and NBA towards in the when they had the playoffs. I was winning, and there was the Grizzlies were down like 7, and the Timberwolves, it was like 4 seconds left, they inbound it and 40 footer, and the inbounder got the assist, and I lost 75K. Like, shit like that, you know? I mean, it happens, obviously. But
I mean, J Mac had that classic example where he was live streaming his baseball when I think it was probably high stakes 200K to first or something. And literally, all he needed to fade was the bottom of the ninth grand slam that happened live while he was talking about.
Here's my thing, RBX88, because I've seen this play out a few times, and my most recent memory of it is I've seen people say they were retiring from fantasy, from DFS, to pursue NFTs in crypto full time. I've seen those tweets as of about 4 or 5 months ago, and you know what those people are back to doing, RBX? They're back to tweeting about fantasy right now. And so this is always my thing of like, why do you feel the need to actually officially retire versus just quietly scale back your play? And then, hey, if you want to come back and scale it up, then no one then can point to this tweet and be like, hey, you retired.
I don't think that, like when I came on the scene, like 3 or 4 years ago, I noticed that well, I didn't know at the time, but I can tell that it's getting a little harder to beat. And then some, like the payouts and the rake is like very hard to beat. Like MLB, I said this to a lot of people, like it's 50K to first, and as hard as it is to get up there, you have to win. Like second or third place isn't going to cut it. And you got to still beat 14,000, 15,000 people. And that's every day of the week. How often do you get a sweat in that, like, that main contest? Maybe once, twice a month. So like, if you don't win, you're basically, you know, it's a losing GPP to play. The high stakes maybe is a little bit more, but I just have no interest in that. There's too many parts to MLB to get right. I understand there's a lot more games, and you can realize your ROI if you play every single slate and all that, but I don't want to do that. And NBA, it's honestly just like it burned me out. Football is only like nice one. You can just play once, twice a week and maybe get lucky. So it's just a full-time thing. I
completely understand your reasons. I'm talking more about the announcement or the feeling the need to officially retire versus just quietly stop playing and then you can drop back in whenever you want. No one's going to be like, no, you said you retired.
Oh, I don't know. I just felt like if people are asking, they're wondering where I was or where I've been around. I don't know.
Yeah. I think it makes sense. Like where you're a public player, you know, for the most part. You've done podcasts and stuff. And then also, you know, maybe a little ego there too. And I'm not even blaming you. I would do the same thing because it's like everyone would just be like, where the fuck is RBX? Busto. You know, I mean, this is what happens in poker, right? Like 2+2. Somebody hasn't played for a couple of weeks. Busto is in every single comment on there.
No, I'm definitely not Busto. I can tell you that.
Right.
Well, because you always, and tell me if I'm wrong, but you kind of struck me as someone with DFS that, you know, like you said, you'd be focusing on poker, focusing on your orgies, and you would play DFS whenever it kind of fit into your sex lifestyle there. So, but the way you're describing it to me is it did feel more like a true grind, something you had like a regimented schedule around, and you wanted to free yourself from that.
Yeah, I did. I would literally, like for NBA, it'd be every day, start research at 5 o'clock, and then I'd be go all the way through with like late swapping and see if I have any live lineups. And NBA is definitely the most, burned me out the most out of everything. And that's what I won't be playing NBA.
Yeah,
just football, basically. Maybe some random millionaire makers here and there, but I just rather not. Because if I start, even if I like get a little taste of it, maybe I'm like, oh damn, I want to. So I just completely, just like not even bother.
What's going on here, RBX?
What,
Allie?
Do you know Allie?
We all know
she's
Allie.
In the Discord.
Okay. All right. See, the Twitch gang, I'm not familiar, you know, the Twitch YouTube wars, Brian's Discord versus the Deposit Kingdom. I didn't recognize Allie. My bad, guys.
So good.
You're right, you guys are going to say, hi, Allie. You guys are just going to be awkward dudes when the girl shows up.
Hi.
I've still never talking to a girl in person. I'm going to keep that record, Pete.
There's a girl on the screen.
You must not have heard me.
Sorry.
Anyways, after that insult, Pete. By the way, I was trying to start the show with a happy birthday to you, but you went right into it, so I didn't want to break your rhythm. But happy B-Day, buddy.
Thank you, man. The best B-Day gift is keeping our watch retention up on this. And if we went right into the B-Day stuff, people get bored and they disappear. So I had to get right to RBX88 retiring.
Yeah, no, also I want to say is that, like, it's not even only playing DFS. It's all the side work, too. You know, going through lineup study and like researching, it's a lot of work. I mean, poker is too, but you know, there's only so much you can.
You're not a GTO solver, bro, either, though. So
I just play like my own style, and it seems to work. So I've been doing that for the last 15 years. So
you make your announcement
And then a few hours later, this tweet surfaces on the timeline from Big T. It says lots of quote unquote sharps, and the quote's doing a lot of work here, come and go in the DFS industry because they are playing only for the money, which is fine. I play because I love sports and the competition of beating the people that play only for money. Hashtag run pure. Hashtag giblets. Did you immediately read this as a subtweet of your post?
I figure it was, it seemed like it was towards me. It was, it seemed like too much of a coincidence that I said that and then he said that. So I'm assuming it was towards me, but I don't know what his angle was, or just seems like a fucking brain dead tweet. I don't know. I don't know what he's trying to do.
I thought you guys were buddies.
Now, I trolled him one time, and I don't know. Like, I don't think he ever liked me since then. He seems like a little sensitive too for a big guy.
So you fired back, great marketing. Come to Run Pure, where I can make you love sports more. Side note: you cannot want to play DFS and still love sports. Doesn't make sense. And then Tony says, "Of course you can, my guy." Never said otherwise. You said, also, I don't think you needed the quotes around sharps, Big T. I like how you guys keep saying each other's name at the end of these sentences. So where are you at with Big T right now? Did you take it sounds like you took offense to this.
Oh, I just want to know why. Like, what's the point of posting that? Like, yeah, man, like, congrats. You love sports and play DFS. Like, I just don't get it. And I don't know why, like sharps. Like, I don't know if he's calling me a fish or what, but I guarantee you he's not even up 100K in NBA and NFL combined. I bet you.
All right, little bang, like bang. Poor.
Yeah, he stinks.
It is kind of funny because I get when, like when we saw Levitan and Big T in a beef, like I could get why Run Pure would feel threatened by ETR's new golf product and, you know, our quote-unquote tout wars. I guess I don't know why Big T wants to take a shot at you. Like, you, one, are retiring, two, you don't offer a competitive product. I don't really get it.
I don't either. I mean, if he applies that thinking to DFS, he's probably a losing player. So
everyone wondering, I mean, look, last week we floated the Sam and McLovin DFS beef. People were underwhelmed by this. I mean, if this is the beef you guys want, we'll give it to you. I just don't know if it's how medium rare this beef actually is.
Well, I have no idea.
Cross sport challenge. You do 1,000 hands of PLO, 1,000 hands of no hold'em, 500 heads up slates.
I mean, RBX, would you come out of retirement for a heads-up challenge with Big T?
And what, DFS?
Yeah.
See, no, first you offer him challenge because you're trying to get an edge here, guy. You don't just challenge unless you get DFS, an edge.
Omaha, No Limit. I mean, does he even play poker?
Big T fashions himself as an all-around gambler. I believe he, back in his day, he worked at a poker room for a long time. And he knows his way.
And then when he says no, then that's when you call him a bitch. You got to learn how to challenge people, Gio. First you offer him
poker. I'd fucking play him poker. I won't even look at my cards and I'll beat him.
That sounds kind of fun, but.
Yeah, that's a big bang.
You ever see that girl, that Anna Annette Oberstedt? She played a tournament without looking at her cards and she won.
Even heads up at the end?
You ever see that? Yeah.
No, I didn't see that.
Yeah. She played poker. She played without looking at her cards. It was a long time ago.
Would you say, is there a DFS equivalent to that? Could that be not looking at projections and making decisions solely based on ownership projections? Is that not a fair analogy?
Oh, on ownership. Okay, maybe.
Maybe. That seems.
I'm just trying to think what.
It does seem like the same analogy. No, it does.
I don't know. Poker's not DFS. I don't know.
Yeah, it is and isn't really.
Yeah. I'd have to think about that. I doubt it.
All right. I'm just trying to make a through line, guys. I'm just trying. You try to introduce you guys to a girl that you guys already know, try to make good analogies. You guys just don't call me.
I love the girl thing. He went from Geo's in orgies straight to he doesn't even talk to chicks. Like, fuck you both ways within 5 seconds.
That's right. Gio, have you had any new additions to your house since you came on our MMA live stream and gave us a drunken tour of your pad?
No, not really. I'm just trying to get my garage redone. I got an old car I want to park in there. So other than that, just landscaping, really, to make it nice. I got my flags up, and I put, like, lattice all around the deck. So it's people come up to me, oh, this house is nice. I definitely made money on my house because of this. So everyone in the neighborhood is so happy that I remodeled it because they probably all made probably at least $10,000 on their house.
I'm very scared to ask, but what flags did you put up?
I have a POW, an American flag.
Okay.
I'm waiting until he says it, but I'll put my Trump flag soon.
That okay. There we go. Trump 2024. I knew the shoe was going to drop eventually.
I'm still not done with the beef yet.
I got
Pete, I want to know your opinion, and then chat if we a poll or just type Y or N. Do you think Big T was subtweeting?
Yes.
I do too. Yeah. What do you think in chat? Was he subtweeting RBX? I saw Blenders in here. I know there's Neil, Nerdy Tenor, all these guys. I'm sure they read it. What was their initial? Okay, we got it.
This isn't meant to be a diss to you, RBX88. But if you're going to fire off that tweet, which is fine, why not just quote retweet your retirement with it? Like, everyone's going to know it's a subtweet. Like, anyone, the Venn diagram of, like, DFS people knowing.
Yeah, he's trying to be sneaky about it.
Right. Like, why just quote retweet your tweet? Like, it's not like Big T's in his hammock right now just thinking philosophically about DFS and firing this off. Just quote retweet it.
Right. Like, I wouldn't see it.
I didn't get it a whole lot. Like, so like there's this poker. Okay. When the poker books were coming out by the actual poker players, like Cole South had a book. Do you guys remember this?
Yeah. I remember him.
Cole South had a book. And then, oh God, what was this other guy's name? He might have Whale in it. I can't remember. But anyways, there was a couple of those floating around back in the day. And one of the points the guy was making, I can't remember his name, was his students who wanted to win because they wanted money would always fail. And the ones who wanted to learn would always end up making money. You know, it's anecdotal, but you kind of get the point he's trying to make.
Yeah,
you want to like, and so like, even if you like charitably take Big T's tweet along those lines, I still don't think it makes a whole ton of sense. Like, it kind of does if there's no game theory in DFS, but like, I really wish Petty Theft would retire because he's the fucking goddamn blaring example of you could really learn a sport and apply your knowledge somehow and win whatever he's doing. But like, other than him, like watching sports, you're not gonna fucking win DFS unless you're in like the 0.001%. So like, maybe that is his contention. No. I love it so much that that's where I get my edge. But he like also plays every fucking sport. So you're an expert. You're a petty theft in every sport because you're a love and you're expert. Like, right? Is that what he's claiming here?
I watched zero sports before I did DFS. Zero.
Well. And I know it's not perfectly analogous, but it's kind of the big debate that's happening right now in the best ball streets, right? Where there's the game theory bros, you know, trying to solve this specific game. And then a lot of people pushing back because they're like, I don't want our fantasy to be like this. I just want to pick the best plays. I want to have my player takes, pick my favorite players and be able to outpick people. And they're pushing back against that. So, but it's just a weird thing to be like, this is the best way to play DFS. You need to love sports and love competing. And if you approach it from a different angle, that's somehow less valid or not on the same level of purity as a purity of DFS play is a thing.
Yeah, and he can't be claiming that his, you know, like what's he marketing to his user base then? Like, clearly they want to win money. Like, they want to, what do they just want to hear about how he much needs, he loves sports?
He needs to get more subs, more funds.
It was Beluga Whale, I think. G, who typed in the chat there, was the author of that poker book, I believe, Beluga Whale. But like, I don't know. It doesn't make a whole ton of sense to me. Like, clearly his subs want to win money, right?
Of course.
What I mean, what is he going to teach them? Here, you just don't love it enough. You just don't love the Chicago Bears enough. If you did, Justin Fields would do better. And then you make money just
you gotta love your it. Love. You gotta love it.
I need a big tweet subtweet from one of your lines last year when you called them the Falcons, and he's like, there's DFS players out here that think it's pronounced Falcons. Come to Run Pure if you want correct pronunciations of NFL teams.
Did he do that?
No, I'm saying it would basically be the same equivalent.
I don't know why I say it that way. It's not like I don't know who the Atlanta's football team is.
No, I know. But, I mean, it is funny. I mean, I even remember, Brian, like, coming on. I mean, there was a bit for a while with when you would do football shows with me, too. Because you would naturally, like, just forget a random player or team that, like, a hardcore football fan would find egregious. Wait, how could this guy be one of the best DFS players and not know the name of the third wide receiver on the Washington Commanders? It would, like, blow their mind that they're losing to you, realizing – that literally doesn't matter. He has a spreadsheet, a simulation that keeps track of the names for him.
There's also like, what's the word? Oh God, like self-preservation bias. Because like, if you can't do the GTO coding and simulation and shit, well, of course you got to fucking say it's all about sports stuff. You know what I mean? Like,
there's a lot of people who say, you know, I love sports. I can do DFS.
No, it's about sports. That's why I've been successful. And I'm not doubting he's successful. He won a million, and he's been winning a bunch of 100Ks and stuff. I'm sure he's up. I don't really get it. It besides just like fuck RBX 88.
I don't know. I guess I'm from the thing. And again, I'm not saying this is a diss, but it's just like punch up, right? Like why is Big, I mean, Big T has a big following. I mean, RBX, you've had a ton of success in DFS, but it's not like you have this huge platform or anything. It feels to me like punching down.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't make a Twitter. I just made a Twitter so I can do the notifications to get them for like, instead of just refreshing the page all the time. So
okay.
I really don't care about the following or whatnot, you know, but it's cool, but it's just, that's just not, I'm not
what do you think about
trying to get followers. What
do you think about this conspiracy theory? I think the timing is off. So that it couldn't have been this, but what if he wasn't subtweeting Gio? Maybe Gio was also there, but he was subtweeting Alex Baker. He's not playing a lot lately. We have this new name change.
I mean, but
Alex,
these guys
is known
hung
as
out,
like a data nerd,
chasing the goat. These guys were in, you know, luxury bathrobes, feeding each other strawberries, filming
and
a
that's,
show.
That's where Big T learned that Alex just didn't love sports enough, you know, and it's just been digging at him ever since, and he just had to tweet it out.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Kidding you? I mean, I hope, like, if he gave Osimo the parenthetical sharps there, the quote marks, that would Funny. We should talk about that. So this week, other big DFS news, we have a rebrand for Osmo. If you type in osmo.com, the internet will overpower and redirect you to stochastic.com. Gentlemen, your takes.
You go first, Joe, if you don't, and if you don't, unless you don't have one.
I mean, why? Why? That doesn't sound very appealing.
Is that why you retired? Because you just hated that name so much? You're like, fuck this. I'm not. I can't fuck use the data, this data.
Fuck it.
So my okay. So I have a bunch of takes. Obviously, yeah, I haven't fully formulated it yet. But I haven't talked to Alex at all. Pete, I don't think you've talked to anyone over there either. The name sounds like to me an episode, a podcast series me and you both listened to, Pete. But I'm blanking on it. It was the Gimlet Media series on, and like how he came to the name of Gimlet, right? He hired that company that just goes through all this weird process of coming up with names that work. And that kind of sounds like a name that would come through that company. So I could understand, like, maybe they hired some naming company to come up with that name. And you just get a list of like a whole bunch of names and kind of pick one out. So that kind of makes sense to me. I told them, like, we've talked, you know, business behind the scenes a few times. And like over a year ago, I said, you should change the name from Osmo. Like, otherwise Alex is going to have to work for the next 20 years at this fucking place. You know what I mean? Like, you want to do more than just be out the company that Alex puts out fucking football projections for, you know?
Right. And I think there comes a line too, where you also don't necessarily want to mislead people too. Like, for a while, you know, Alex was powering probably every single projection system on the site. I know they have a big team now. Our friend Steve Buzzard, I know, does a lot of work with them too. You probably don't necessarily want people thinking like Osmo is, you know, doing every one of these projections if that is your marketing thing. And then it's not. This helps, I think, probably kind of change people's perception of that. MJ says, why not the actual spelling of stochastic? Because that's a real word and would be a SEO nightmare trying to keep up with that term. So you have to do a spin on it. All the tech companies do that. It's why they all have weird spellings, disemboweled, all that. It's for SEO purposes.
Yeah. And like those names, like if you listen to the podcast, the process they come up with these names is pretty complicated. So that's probably part of it. The name, it's like, you know, random probability distributions or whatever is the definition. Like, it makes sense. And they pulled the Osmo number one player. They pulled that a while ago, right? They started they changed the marketing and stuff. And
they changed gradually it to Big T number one player, right?
What?
It now says Big T number one player.
Big T, yeah, number one sports fan, best player.
Yeah, hey, man, I can't wait. I bet his house looks nice. It's probably full of sports stuff.
Well, what do you think? I mean, how do you think he wins? See, you have your money tree. He just has his fandom.
Yeah, a true fan.
Brian, that made me think when you said random number generator. I feel like your life goal should be to have a site solely so that you can choose the name via random.org, and you put in like all 26 names that you've honed in on, and you do a live stream and you're like, whatever one comes up, that's the one we're stuck with. There's no other deliberation. We let the randomizer gods decide. This is a good one from Jordan. Alex should change his DFS name to Stoke Lovin. Yeah, I think, I mean, I think a rebrand and all of that makes complete sense. It just is a literal mouthful to say stochastic. It does not roll off the tongue in an easy way.
Yeah, it does. I mean, but like those names, and I keep going to that back to this podcast because I don't know shit about naming companies in this process. And it's all I have, but a lot of the suggestions, and that was like Pete, what is that? Like, that was like a decade ago that podcast came out. A lot of the suggestions were, you were like, why would they even bring this to the table. It's so bad and so weird. Even Gimlet is kind of weird. A stochastic is a mouthful. Neil, I saw Neil on he does the Live Before Lock now, MLB, and he was, it was a mouthful for him. He could barely get it out.
Yeah. I wonder if it'll get, you know how things naturally get abbreviated too? I mean, establish the run, everyone calls it ETR, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, do we think Stoke, like I feel like that's what people will maybe go with? Bad.
Stoke.
Yeah.
It's like 80s skateboarder lingo.
Yeah, stoked. I had a kid in college who was a big surfer dude that would always be like, I'm stoked to be amped. Stoked.
No, stoked.
The other
flow.
Interesting.
The word doesn't flow.
Yeah, stochastic.
I don't know.
The other thing too, I'm kind of curious from how they're going to handle some of the other branding stuff. Like, you know, I just went to their YouTube. It's, you know, hard-coded URL, youtube.com/awesomeo. You can't change that without losing all kinds of stuff on your channel. So it'll be interesting to see how they handle that across the board, or if they're going to leave some of those legacy names up for kind of SEO purposes too, because man, I know for changing stuff over like that, just from a back-end site perspective and indexing, it can really hurt you.
I wonder how long, they must have been doing this for months. They must have made the decision months ago for the reasons you just laid out. You can't just change. I try to change my website, which is, you know, tiny compared to them, just to the where you get the lock symbol. I can't remember what the guy called it. And it broke for like 2 days and he couldn't even figure it out. I'm like, just turn it back. Just turn it back, dude.
Yeah. I mean, do you guys think there's any other implications to this other than just, you know, refreshing? I mean, that is a thing you see in all kinds of businesses. I mean, why do Coke cans never look the same and they always have new looks? Because it just, you know, brings in new eyeballs, makes people stop. Or do you think there's more to this from, you know, inner machinery and business operations standpoint?
Maybe Alex's home planet called him to return to fight, you know, some foreign war or something. That could be, I don't know. What's the conspiracy bros thinking? Anyone got anything good in chat?
Early midlife crisis.
I mean, if you want to go on full conspiracy, the full conspiracy is, you know, Alex wants out. They have a nice valuation. There's, you know, companies that would be willing to buy this. And you have to figure out how to execute that while maintaining your subscriber base and kind of facilitating a potential bigger transition like that. You know, just as an example, if people are familiar with the site Deadspin back in the day, that was part of the Gawker network, a really great site, had awesome writers. They basically got sued out of existence through the Hulk Hogan thing, the entire kind of Gawker empire. But some VC click farm ended up buying Deadspin just because it had really good brand recognition, really good SEO, loyal fan base, and kind of doing like a very watered down version of what they used to do. You can still go get sports articles on there, but it doesn't have the same voice. It's basically kind of lost all of its core audience there. So like there are things like that happens. That's your big conspiracy bro theory take on it.
I don't even think that's like too crazy. Like even like when guys, CSU bails, blah, 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 when they sell their companies, like it's always in the contract. You got to work there for a year or two. Right. It's not like a conspiracy. It's kind of like yours is kind of reverse, like because he might want out and now they're kind of forcing that. But even if you did sell your company, they require you to be there for at least a year, probably three or more.
Really? So
and then you get like a salary and you cash out. Like even Dana White did that.
Yeah.
He's still there. He must enjoy it quite a bit, but he did the same thing. So like. Maybe he wants out completely. I mean, even if he did, I don't think it's that big of a deal. Like, you got to change that name eventually.
Yeah.
If Action Network bought it or whatever you want to, whoever buys it, like they're not going to change their name to Awesomeo. They're just going to take all their stuff and morph it into theirs.
And I would say too, you would hope, like I would say Osimo, the site itself, like in a way, I think they used Osimo as a player as their main marketing draw. Obviously that was their marketing hook everywhere. Literally the titular name. I would think that their offerings and tools and personalities are now robust enough that it kind of like transcends that. But it is interesting thinking of the big sacrifice you make. I mean, what are the two best ways to bring people into DFS? One, screenshots, and two, saying I'm a proven winning player and I have the receipts to show it. And Alex, yeah, obviously over time has had probably one of the best marketing draws from that perspective of anyone.
Yeah.
He's done well, like, that's for sure.
Like a side note too, Pete, is just like, I noticed when I, like, let's say I have a tweet that gets like 100 likes, like that's a lot for me. I get like no followers, but like if I do like a screenshot of like the app I'm building, like I get like 3 or 4 followers.
Really?
Like, yeah, because they can make money at it, but they don't care if you say something interesting or funny, really. That doesn't mean they're going to follow you. So like that's another thing with Osimo is he theoretically can make people money. So you get a lot more followers. Justin says there he can doesn't have to work forever. I mentioned that earlier, kind of. It's like I still don't think it matters because it's like just like Fantasy Labs, they could sell it and then just work there for 3 years. I think it's more they don't want to just sell Alex. They have all these pieces now working on a lot of things, sports betting. They have do they still have the news article one? What was it called that Spags was working on before he left?
Yeah, what was that?
Side action.
Side action.
Yeah, if that's still there. They even have a section. This is how big best ball's getting. If you look at their new site, they have a like one of their 4 tabs. Best ball's a tab, I believe, right?
Don't sound so disgusted, Brian.
it's just
so big. Now they have a fucking old header.
I mean, these fucking douchebag best ball bros. Yeah, and they have Odd Shopper too. That's just, you know, part of the sports betting. But yeah, best ball, fantasy football. Man, but that is what people care about, fantasy football and basketball.
Oh my God. I can't also too, just thinking about like from a graphics update, like I'm just already being like, well, you got your promo code Osimo over there at Underdog. Got to get all those changed. I mean, such a huge undertaking to change all of that.
Yeah. I mean, that's probably the biggest conspiracy bro point. It seems kind of fast, although we're not behind the scenes. And that is a lot of fucking work. You have to start somewhere, I guess. But yeah, who knows? It'll be interesting. We should maybe we should invite the old Alex. If he's still planet side, we should ask him if he wants to come on.
We should. What do you guys think of this? Travis says there aren't many sites that show receipts of winning, if any, at this point. I've kind of noticed that too, although my Twitter algorithm is just all crypto these days, so I don't even see that much DFS stuff. But do you guys think that meta has changed from a marketing standpoint, or that the games are getting so hard that people can't reliably use that as a marketing tool?
Am I missing something? Was there a site that showed like the actual roto tracker of their players on a page?
Like collectively? I doubt it. I think
they've shown some of their collectives. Just here's our collective roto tracker a few times.
Okay.
I'm just saying, like, was there any site where you go to, you know, results and it's the results
of run here. For
it's poker, got Big right? T's roto tracker, Hoops roto tracker, blah, blah, blah. You know, for example, I don't think any site's ever done that.
No,
I don't even think that matters a ton. Like, what do you get?
It doesn't matter. Like, I just
winnings
mean for
or
marketing.
Profit.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear either of you guys.
Sorry, go RBX.
Just winnings or profit? Because like on poker, you can go to, remember Sharkscope back in the day. You can type in and see any player on any site. Is that like what he's kind of referring to?
Oh no, I think he's. That's interesting. Are you talking about a Sharkscope site or the actual? I thought he was talking about the actual tout sites.
And they're not being cool to have like a Sharkscope type thing where you can just type in and what site you can see and type any player.
Yeah.
if your site was collectively had players that were winning players, which I assume would be the goal of any DFS tout site, I would want to feature that in some way from a marketing perspective. I agree with you, Brian, like it ultimately doesn't matter for like selling, but just from, I think it would be a good marketing tool to be like, look, the five guys you listen to on shows and articles win.
It's not really fair to your employees. Like, I mean, like if Gio was an employee last year and he's like, no, you got to post your $400,000 downswing. Sorry, Gio, that's part of the deal. Right. You know what I mean? Like, and you know, tax purposes and shit like that. Like you're posting your employees' fucking winnings. They have nothing to do with the site, really. That's just their own play.
Yeah.
I don't know if you could even require them to do it, like morally.
Dylan, I appreciate this chat. I would have appreciated if you put best in quotes, though, here. What other show can you sit and hang with some of the best FNFF brains on the planet and screen of the chat? Well, should have a website. I feel like we're far too lazy to have. I have a Lulz tab on my website.
This is the best podcast of all of them.
I appreciate that.
Thanks, buddy.
You're a beast, Pete.
Here you go. This is our Lulz page here. You know, we got a little description. We got our videos, our logo, a link to get some merch. I mean, there you go. You can hang out on that
side. I'm going to play the main event, World Series. I can wear a little. Can you send me a Lulz sweater?
Okay. Yep. I'll make a deal with you.
What?
I will send you merch. But if you make it, you know, deep and there's anything TV related, you have to wear the Lulz stuff during your run.
All right. Sure.
You got it. That'd be sweet.
I'm going to get you because we have – I think I can get tank shirts, hoodies. I'll let you know what you want. So this is what's going to happen. Lulz is going to be Gio. And I swear to God, if you try to screw me from a business perspective, the exclusive sponsor of Gio's World Series of Poker Run, I can't have you get to the final table and then having, you know, GG Poker or whoever coming over the top of me. All right? So I need to know, are you agreeing to this now?
Yeah, I'll agree. I'll wear it, but I could put patches on too.
Okay, so here's
that seems fair.
Max,
I can tell Max, you what.
Two other patches that do not obscure the Lulz logo.
Okay, that's fine. But for the first day, I bought a shirt that I'm going to wear the first day. I'll send it to Brian right now. It's pretty funny.
I'm worried it's problematic already.
It people are going to be staring that at the table and they're going to lose it. I just sent it to Brian.
I'm looking at it. Hold on. It's not bad. It's making fun of Biden, but it's not that bad.
Okay, just send it to me. We'll give everybody the full RBX.
I think it's hilarious to fucking look at that while you're playing.
All right. So I am confused. You said you're wearing this? I thought
I'm wearing that the first day. Yeah. I'm wearing that the first day.
Yeah, we're more talking about the final table, I thought.
This will be the requirement. I will need a selfie of you at the table in your Lulz gear posted on your Twitter. And then anything deep into the main, you do have to wear it. Those are the stipulations.
I'll wear a shirt and a sweater and a hat.
Wow, now you're really trying to bankrupt me here.
Pete, you should enter the World Series one of these years. It'd be fun. Do like people could buy pieces of you or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, don't charge markup. Just do it for fun.
$500 you can get. There's a lot of
good tournaments. A couple hundy.
I would definitely do that. That's a good idea. No markup.
You know what I'm just realizing?
Apparently, the new venue in Vegas is booming.
Where is it? Bally's?
Amazing. Bally's Paris, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, apparently it's way better than the Rio.
Yeah, I mean, might have wasted a free Vegas trip.
I do think it would be hard. It would be a very hard thing to be worse than the Rio. It honestly would be very tough.
Rio's very bad, obviously. But I seen like the Poker News, they did like videos and clips, and it looks really nice. It's like a lot of room, and no one's really on top of each other. So
so are you? You're playing the main event. Are you playing anything else?
No, that's it. My boy won the monster stack last night. My friend Mike. Yeah.
Nice. So why? I thought you were a PLO guy. Why aren't you hopping in any PLO tournaments?
The 10K PLO is a few days before. I was thinking about playing it, but I just want to go there for the main event and see what happens, really. Because I won the seat, so for like $200, so I'll just go there and play the main. I could play the Omaha.
When is the main event?
It's 3 days, and there's a bunch of starting days. Starts the 4th.
Walk us
I'm realizing,
through...
Pete.
Oh, go ahead.
I won a free Vegas trip on Yahoo.
I think I remember you telling me this.
I forgot about it until now, and it expires in 15 days.
RBX?
Yeah, we can meet there.
When is the World Series of Poker?
I'm leaving the 5th.
Ooh, 15
that's
days.
That's more than 15 days, my friend.
Brian, you should legit go out there and fire at one of the ancillary tournaments.
How far are you from Vegas, Brian?
I'm in Chicago, dude.
Yeah, how far is that?
It's not close. You got to fly. So whatever, probably three and a half hours to get there.
It's about four and a half.
Brian, what is the actual gift package, travel package entail?
I guess I could go the 24th if I really had to. They give you $5,000 to spend on whatever you want: hotel, food, beverage, nightlife, entertainment, and whatever shit like that.
So how does that work? So you won't be able to get the $5,000 unless it's you send them receipts for this stuff.
No, you book it and tell them. MGM was the like package you won, and they own like, what do they own? Like the Bellagio, they own a bunch of them.
Yeah,
Bellagio. You could type it in. They might own the Rio. They have the big MGM one there. I've stayed there. And so you just book it and tell them, and then they're in charge everything to the room.
And then, but it all has to be MGM.
MGM expenses. Brand. Yeah. Yeah. I imagine you could probably go to any MGM location.
Yeah. Brian, you should do it. Treat yourself. I mean, I know you
got man. Take a break.
Doesn't sound like a treat.
Why do you can get all the room service you want.
Just stay there in the room.
Brian, you'd have fun. You could be a really quick trip. Go play one tournament.
3 hours, 52 minutes.
Yeah, just an extend, and then you can hang out with me, and we hang out at the WSOP.
I don't think you'll be there.
The 4th, the 5th.
He's got to go before that.
In 15 days. How many times?
But you can extend. You can pay and wait for me.
I guess I'd have to ask them.
Maybe they would. I'm picturing you two right now walking down the strip with your yard-long margaritas, catcalling women in your happy Halloween Joe Biden shirts. It really does seem like a buddy.
Gio, they won't let us charge prostitutes to the account, if that's what you're trying to fucking...
I actually don't like prostitutes. I'd rather earn it.
You're a man of many principles. I appreciate that about you.
I got one hooker my entire life. I'll never...
Okay. Fair enough.
Always earned. I always earned it.
Well, you earned this appearance on LOL's RBX 88. You got me. I got farmed by your retirement tweet, hook, line, and sinker. I said, that's not a show where Brian and I have to come up with a topic. We'll just have RBX 88 come on and tell us about his retirement. Yeah. I am going to power things down a little earlier today, going out for dinner because it's my fucking birthday, Gio.
I'm going to go work out. So,
wow. All right, buddy.
Everyone wins.
Brian, any other things for you on your end here?
No, golf tomorrow. Don't sleep in on your lineups, anybody.
I'm tempted to throw in.
No, this is what I'm talking about.
He's back.
He's back, guys.
I told myself I would play the Millionaire Maker for golf, and then
you gotta play. You have to play. So you play, win a milli, right, and then shove that screenshot up Big T's fucking ass. That's what you do.
Man, look how fucking sharp I am, boy.
And then if you lose, just tell me I'm retired. What do you expect? I don't love sports as much as you.
Wait, how long do I have to love to love golf before it starts?
Yeah, you need to fire up some old Jim Nantz takes from the Masters there and learn to love that sport. All right, guys, follow RBX88 on Twitter. Give him a big following so he can compete in the tout wars. Thank you all for hanging out. Thank you for the B-Day wishes. We'll be back next week, hopefully, maybe, with Awesomeo to talk about the name change. Talk to you guys then.
How to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.